This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We also reach out. We reach out our arms with understanding and compassion to those who have lost loved ones because of police shootings. Some justified, some unjustified. Those that are unjustified must be punished. Those that are justified, we must apologize to. It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America! What happened to? There's no black America. There's no white America. There is just America. What happened to it? Where did it go? How was it flown away? I know we can change it. Because I did it by changing New York City from the crime capital of America to the safest large city in the United States. What I did for New York, Donald Trump will do for America.
You know, I'll tell you, it's been a while since I've heard Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor, be so passionate. And he was so right on in so many ways here, Scott. I would have liked him to finish out the concept of this is what he did. This is what his leadership, this is what leadership does for, you know, for a city, you know, for a nation. It leads the way. It doesn't look to polling evidence and, because what polling will tell you, and this is why I tell people all the time, polling will, it gives you a snapshot of what is today. And leadership will say, this is where we need to go. And the difference between where we are and where we need to go is what I refer to as the grief to happiness ratio. And sometimes there's going to be some grief to get to that point, but you need to have a leader that is there banging the vision, banging the drum of where we're going to keep people encouraged to say, okay, this is where we were and we've incrementally moved the needle. We're now starting to move in the right direction to where people start to realize that they are benefiting from good policy as they did in New York. But what happens with leadership and with the people, it requires both parties involved. It requires a people that are willing to go through that process, that grief to happiness ratio. Are they fed up enough? Is America fed up with the status quo that they really are willing to, buy into a change? You know, we had our last president went through two administrations and says, hey, this is change you can believe in. Well, I am not sure after 8 years if it's anything we can believe in. It's change that's turned into a nightmare. I mean, he said he was going to fundamentally change America, and when he said that, I go, uh-oh, what does that mean? And here it is, 8 years later, we're looking back, and what it meant is we're going to be more in debt, we're going to have less people working, we're going to have more people relying on the government, owing their soul to the company store, as Tennessee Ernie Ford, if you remember that song and everything that that represents. This is what America, today's America, is starting to look like. It's becoming more and more socialistic. And I saw this when I was in Ireland, as I was talking with Sam earlier. It is a slow creep, and this is what's happening. People are abandoning their dreams. They're letting go of their desires and their hard work ambitions. and they're subordinating them to the company store, to the federal government. And at what cost, ladies and gentlemen? I believe the cost is dire, and we need to wake up.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here.
Hey, sometimes we do have to hit the pause button, ladies and gentlemen. You remember that old song, you know, Little Buffalo Springfield? But the words are still echoing, you know, to us today as words of caution. You know, sometimes we just move way too fast in this hurry-up generation, as I refer to it, the microwave generation. You know, we'll stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, it's just not moving fast enough for us. And that's what's getting us in trouble, whether it has to do with due process and these situations, you know, as Sheriff Clark talked about last night at the RNC, is that we're so quick to jump to conclusion. And look what happened. I mean, even in the Freddie Gray case, I mean, every one of those officers now have been vindicated. And, you know, what does that say about Marilyn Mosby? I mean, they're, you know, they're saying, hey, look, she ought to be impeached. She ought to be out of the job, you know, for bringing that up. But speaking of words that are echoing down through the ages, you know, clearly the words of Ronald Reagan continue to echo down through the ages. And I say thank God for one Ronald Reagan. Gene Copelson is with us right now. He's the author of the book Reagan's 1968 Dress Rehearsal, Reagan's Emergence as a World Statesman. Gene, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, thank you very much.
Hey, excellent book, by the way. I got to tell you, thank you so much for all the hard work and what you share, and I highly recommend it, ladies and gentlemen. This will encourage you. And I think the reason, Gene, that we look back and with fondness for one Ronald Reagan is that, you know, we were coming out of a dark period in our country where, you know, we were told by a president that we needed to suck it up and just work harder, you know, that sort of thing. It wasn't very encouraging. And Ronald Reagan brought some practicality. He brought a vision. He brought an understanding and met people where they were and really opened the door for a new America, or maybe, a revived America.
Correct. And people who know a little bit about Ronald Reagan may be thinking we're discussing Jimmy Carter's presidency, Reagan's victory in 1980, restoring the American economy, defeating communism without firing a single shot. But my focus is on the first time Ronald Reagan ran for the presidency, and that is in 1968, and he was railing against the failed leadership of another Democrat, this time Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson was mismanaging another war in Asia, in Vietnam. Just like today, he was telling our enemy in advance exactly what he would or wouldn't do. This time it wasn't President Obama telling in advance in Iraq and Afghanistan when he would withdraw our troops. Mm-hmm. In 1968, it was Lyndon Johnson telling North Vietnam in advance that he wouldn't mine Haiphong Harbor, that he wouldn't threaten to use atomic weapons if their troops fled over adjacent borders. He wouldn't chase after them. He was telling in advance our enemies exactly what we would and wouldn't do and Ronald Reagan was very, very disappointed in many aspects of the mismanagement of that war. But as important, if not more important, Ronald Reagan was campaigning for the presidency against Lyndon Johnson's Great Society. He saw the federal bureaucracies that were established, the redistribution of monies, and that the Democratic Party continued its philosophy of dividing this country into subgroups. He hated the term hyphenated Americans. The Democrats had and continued to call people Black Americans, Mexican Americans. That way they could claim they were being discriminated against and were suffering grievances and get their votes. He, at the mentoring that he was receiving at that time from Dwight Eisenhower, and it stemmed from Theodore Roosevelt a long time before, wanted everyone to be called Americans first. We're an American of Irish descent, an American of German descent, but we're Americans first. They all saw Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, and then Ronald Reagan, that the country would become too balkanized, would not be unified at all if we continued only to be thinking of ourselves as a grieved subgroup. So it's very, very just like modern times.
And, you know, and to your point, what drove this was the desire for politicians to get the vote. Lyndon Johnson made that real clear. Particularly when with his war on poverty, he told the Southern Democrats, he says, look, if you go along with this, I will guarantee you Black America, there's the hyphenation, Black America will vote Democrat for the next 100 years. And, you know, and it is amazing to me, as documented as that is, that Black America cannot wake up to see how they've been gamed and how they've been manipulated.
This was a theme of Ronald Reagan in 1966, 67, and 68, when he tried to extend his great achievements as the new governor of California in downsizing that state bureaucracy, which he wanted to then extend to the nation as a whole. And he addressed the issue of Black loyalty to the Democratic Party a number of times. He said he could not understand these were failed solutions. Just like in modern times, he said that the major problems with crime and poor economies are in cities that continue to be run by Democratic Party machines, and that the Republican Party did not care what background you had. It didn't care about your race or color. We wanted an equal starting line for folks, but through your God-given talents you were born with and through hard work, you could reach for the stars. He wanted no equal results. He wanted no ceilings, and he did not understand the loyalty that the Black community had to the Democratic Party at that time, 45 years ago, and unfortunately, it has continued ever since. Those are failed policies. All boats are lifted by the small government and individual freedom policies of the Republican Party, and he, at that time and to this day, other Republicans still are trying to get Blacks away from what Ronald Reagan called the Democratic federal plantation system. They were enslaved 150 years ago and are still enslaved to the Democratic Party.
It's Tennessee Ernie Ford. I owe my soul to the company store. It is that song now, brought to date. I mean, all you need is Snoop Dogg, you know, rapping it out. You know, I did a little bit of a shout out last week to Snoop Dogg, and I just said, I don't understand how you can go and perform for the DNC in Philadelphia when it is this party that has killed millions of Black babies. I don't understand the disconnect, how you can do that. And it's not just Snoop Dogg. There's other Black artists that support the Democratic Party that believes in Margaret Sanger. Well, all you got to do is look at the history book. Dr. Ben Carson brought it out, and, you know, it was like Atlas Shrugged. You know, it was like the people could care less. And you're going, wait a minute, are you just... so ignorant, or just you just don't even want to deal with the truth? Are you so blind to it that you can't seem to connect the dots? And I'm not saying that, hey, look, forget about the Democratic, be a Republican. I need all your brains to get involved here in developing policy that's win-win for everybody. And as you say, that is unhyphenated. You know, we need to get back to, as Rudy Giuliani said last night very quickly, very, very appropriately, is what happened to the One America? What happened to we the people?
Exactly, and I use the term brainwashed. It was a very common term in the 1968 campaign because Mitt Romney from...
Gene, I'm sorry, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up okay. When we get back right from right there. Gene?
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than 3/4 of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, and my baby. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shuttle lightens up my life, and I am free at last. What a blast!
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
You know, you gotta love the music of Rio, and of course, we're getting ready for the Olympics with some caution, no doubt. Little Peter Allen there, why not? Let's go to Rio. Gene Copelson is with us. We're talking about Reagan's 1968 address rehearsal, Reagan's emergence as a world statesman. Gene, you know, before we pick up where we left off here, what I was particularly impressed with in understanding, you know, Ronald Reagan a little bit more is that this wasn't, some people would think, you know, he like came on the scene like it was an overnight deal. I mean, here is a man that was blessed with such a skill set and a sensitivity to really be a round peg in a round hole when it came to politics. Yes, he was an exceptional actor and successful there, and but clearly he was a leader, and he refined that skill set by, you know, being mentored with, you know, by Ike Eisenhower. I mean, he really invested, you know, his skill set into developing this, whereas, you know, today, by comparison, you might argue you have somebody in a businessman like Donald Trump, who is skilled as a businessman, as a CEO. He's got part of the puzzle piece, but not all of it. And he's really being accelerated here because the country is in such need of leadership. And we're going to pay, I think we're going to pay a price either way, you know, with this, because of the lack of political experience.
Well, some people might argue that's a good thing, and that's why a lot of people see him as an outsider. But there were very successful prior presidents who did not have major political experience the traditional way. Mm-hmm. Ulysses S. Grant, Dwight Eisenhower being commanding generals, and Ronald Reagan. He and Eisenhower were friends partly because they each entered politics late. Reagan having the skills as president of the Screen Actors Guild and a wonderful public speaker. Reagan had throughout the 1950s conservative principles, but at that time, he still was a Democrat. He does not become a Democrat until 1962. And similarly, Donald Trump, whatever his prior political philosophies have been, he certainly now is running on a conservative-themed a platform. And hopefully he has a group of advisors behind the scene. Because Americans still usually have domestic and economic themes as their major concerns, mm-hmm. placing foreign affairs second, even though there are pivotal points and pivotal elections such as 1968 in Vietnam and other time periods when foreign affairs, and I think this is another one, given the crises that are occurring throughout the world, many of which thanks to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. We have to deal with at this point.
Right.
And there are just so many parallels that I review in Reagan's 1968 dress rehearsal to today's modern times.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing I look at as well, Gene, is that, you know, from the business side, you know, America really is in need of a, you know, kind of a Chapter 11 CEO. And, you know, for those that have been in business, you understand when a CEO comes in to save a company, you know, there's been some very difficult cuts that a business has ignored. They won't make them. But somebody who comes in as an outsider can look at it and say, hey, I can appreciate the emotional ties, but we need to survive here. And maybe that is something that, you know, Donald Trump will effect here if he's elected president.
And that's actually exactly what Ronald Reagan did in the late 1960s. He came into California as a new governor and instituted modern business practices. He was very, very successful, and he wanted to spread that same philosophy to the federal government. Just as one example, they were budgeting a brand new multi-story skyscraper to be built in California, and through budget cutting and shrinking the desk size a allotted to secretaries by changing the cycle of driver license renewals so they didn't have to bring on board temporary workers, by carefully looking at out-of-state travel. He saved enough money immediately that they didn't need to build that state skyscraper anymore, right, by just instituting modern business practices applied to state workers. And that kind of conservative free market kind of philosophy certainly is needed now, given the huge expansion in not only federal government employees, but even more critically affecting and impacting the economy is the federal bureaucracy and regulations that have impeded economic growth. When Ronald Reagan finally becomes president in 1980, he institutes economic policies that creates 25 million real actual jobs, unlike the past 8 years under a continued Democratic rule.
Gene, is it galling? I mean, to me, it's galling and it's disappointing that, you know, the leaders that we elect cannot take advantage of the wisdom of the ages, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, to say, hey, this works. I mean, for example, we mentioned in the first break, it would seem that routinely Democrats do not understand war. They don't affect it very well. I mean, I don't remember, you know, in recent era where there has been a president who could manage, you know, the war effort or have a stomach for it or however way you want to characterize it. They don't seem very, you know, they don't get high grades for it. You know, I think when it comes to, you know, some maybe some other programs, and I don't want to get into the entitlement arena because I think that's an overcooked deal, because I think the heart's in the wrong place. I think it's about gathering votes. It's not really about helping people. I think, you know, I think let's help people, but let's do it to where it's win-win. It's win-win for them. It encourages people and gets them back on the road to being productive and realizing their dreams again, not to cripple them and entitle them into extinction.
Well, Ronald Reagan actually looked back onto his first campaign and the subject of Vietnam through a big historical lens, and he saw that that created a huge shift in Democratic Party thinking on war. Specifically, prior to that, you know, FDR was America's leader during World War II, and you look at someone like John Kennedy, who ran in 1960, his platform was he claimed there was a missile gap. Now, that was not true. He was shown data by Dwight Eisenhower's team, but he continued to campaign falsely that Dwight Eisenhower had created a missile gap with Russia. But his theme was he wanted a stronger American military. But after Vietnam, his brother, who created a lot of the same policies as JFK that got the country into Vietnam, Robert Kennedy and many other Democrats turned against the war, and Reagan, decades later, looking back upon that, felt that that was the hinge moment when the Democratic Party became paralyzed in terms of continuing to mismanage wars, starting with Lyndon Johnson, Robert Kennedy, and Eugene McCarthy and others turn away from the war. And ever since, they have gone along that theme. It's the complete separate, different party. People like Harry Truman, a staunch anti-communist, John F. Kennedy wanting to expand America's military budget, they could never be nominated in today's Democratic Party, which has turned far, far, far to the left.
Well, as we know, life comes in seasons and times, and there is a word that says, you know, there's a time for peace and a time for war. And God forbid when you get those two confused. And I think that America might be there right now, Gene. What do you think?
Well, we hope not, but there's an enemy on the horizon. As Winston Churchill talked about the Nazis in the 1930s, we have ISIS and radical Islam out there. The Democrats can't even use those terms. Mm-hmm. You can't even use the terms to describe your enemies. How can we defeat them?
That's the big question, and that's a rather haunting one that has put America in jeopardy and makes too many Americans feel unsafe. Gene Culberson has been with us. Gene, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 after the top of the hour right here.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
All my friends, I'm a lowrider. The lowrider is a little higher.
Okay, so tell me you're not bobbing your head, huh?
I know.
You just go through the whole morning and you just bob your head to a little Rider music. Why not? Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, it was quite the night last night. Night number one for the Republican National Convention. Got off to a little bit of a bump, you know, and they expected that. And, you know, but I think overall the evening was well received. Very passionate appeals by Rudy Giuliani, and people are, you know, still talking. You know, this whole situation and the speech with Melania, I think, is getting blown out. I mean, you know, let those words go, but I think what she had to say is her story, and very, very touching. And you know, she did a great job, but you know, it's just the nature of you know, publicity, and you know what the media likes to do is they want to create all kinds of problems, and you know, take exception and invalidate somebody, and just say, okay, well, you know, but you know, that's just the nature of it. And people that can appreciate you know, it could very well be our next first lady, you know, who speaks five languages. You know, I thought it was very touching. I really appreciated what she had to share last night, even if some of it was from an echo of, you know, some 7 years previous, 8 years ago. Well, you know, a great deal, by the way, has been written about how a positive attitude can greatly improve the overall health of a person. And that's just one of the important reasons that Andy Puddicombe and Rich Pearson developed a program and a widely successful app to teach people mindfulness and meditations. In fact, Headspace is meditation app on a mission to improve the health and happiness of the world that has more than 7 million worldwide users. It's been so successful that Puddicombe is launching Headspace for Kids, introducing mindfulness meditation to a new, younger audience. With us right now is Andy Puddicombe. Andy, I hope I'm saying your last name correct. Am I doing that all right?
You are, Phil, and for what it's worth, I still find it difficult even after 40 years, so don't feel bad.
Hey, well, welcome to the show. Good to have you here. You know, the fact that you have 7 million followers is demonstrative of the fact that what you're doing and what you've created for people is working.
Yeah, look, it's been a real joy to watch it happen, you know. I mean, we set out, Rich and I set out probably about 6 years ago, with this idea of just making kind of the health of the mind a really important conversation in society, and to ensure that we give people the tools they need to feel healthy and happy in their, mm-hmm. in their life. And to watch it kind of grow in the way that it has, it's actually kind of close to 8.5 million now in over 200 countries around the world. And yeah, it's just been a joy to watch.
Well, we've been, you know, particularly, you know, people of faith have been taught with regularity the importance of prayer, and meditation is much like prayer. It is, you know, that pause, that important pause that we need to take.
Exactly.
I mean, there's some faiths that do it five times a day. And the reason to do that is that, you know, life can get rather hectic, and we can get caught up in the hurriedness and, you know, the tyranny of the urgent, as they would say. And we miss out. But if we hit the pause button and allow our spirit, allow ourselves to be replenished and reinvigorated, you know, the empirical evidence is quite demonstrable, isn't it?
It is, you know. And look, I grew up in sort of a very sort of Christian household, and you know, prayer was part of that kind of growing up. But I think kind of it was probably around the age of 10 or 11 where mum kind of took a particular interest in meditation, and for her it was, you know, the applications were very broad, but certainly it was kind of part of her kind of faith as well. I do think that's the interesting thing about meditation, that there's a huge amount of science behind it for sure, but ultimately it comes down to how do we experience it as individuals, you know. Mm-hmm. And for some people, it's going to be about, okay, how do they reduce stress in their lives or sleep a bit better? But for other people, it will be kind of, okay, how do I integrate this into my faith, into the way I live my life, and how do I enrich not only my own life, but the lives of the people around me. So I do feel that meditation, especially in the hurried life that most of us live these days, is a really important pause in the day.
Now you've come up with the idea, said, look, it's working for adults, why not kids, huh?
Yeah, and you know, that was partly was a response to that. I said, look, I learned at the age of 10 or 11, I grew up with it, I know the benefits of it from an early age. But also, ever since we launched Headspace, it has been the most requested thing from the community. People kind of say, okay, well, look, I'm benefiting from this, but I'm really worried watching the kids grow up, and, you know, what can we give them to ensure that they don't fall into the same patterns of behavior that we have done kind of in our generation. So, yeah, we were really inspired. It's something we've been working on for a couple of years now, and it was great to see it go out the door this week.
Now, in your app, I mean, you explain how breathing, visualization, and animation techniques create useful tools for parents. Break that down for them, would you?
Yeah, so animation is something that we've used not just with kids. We've used it a lot. It's a big part of our brand. I think animation makes things really accessible. We wanted to move away from, I think, traditionally, you know, meditation, especially in the 80s, it was kind of seen as kind of like this self-help thing. And mm-hmm. we kind of wanted to move it into a more current, modern place. So we've used animation a lot for that. But you'll find a whole lot of different techniques. Some of them are more sort of breathing-centric. Some of them are visualization. Some more reflective. I think we're all different. We all learn in different ways. We Our minds kind of might respond to different things. And so we try to ensure that there's not only a variety of techniques, but also a variety of themes. So as you go into the app, there's about 700 hours of content in there, split into health, relationships, performance, kids. And, you know, it might be, as I say, you might want to kind of look at the sleep pack or the anxiety pack or the focus or creativity. You get to choose your own journey, but there's a huge amount of content to choose from.
You know, you mentioned breathing. I know some people hear breathing. They go, why is that so important? But, boy, I'll tell you, research has shown time and time again that is so absolutely foundational, isn't it?
It really is, you know. So the breathing connects our body and our mind, you know. And so we know, right, when we feel kind of anxious, we not only experience that as thoughts in the mind, but we feel that in our body as well. It might be a tightness in our chest or butterflies in the stomach. But through breathing, we can actually step out of that cycle. So there is so much science, not only around breathing, but also around the brain as well. Mm-hmm. There's something called neuroplasticity. We might think that once our brain, you know, reaches adult size, that's kind of it. It's not going to change anymore. And now they've found through scanning the brain, you can actually see that if for people who meditate on a daily basis, the part of the brain which is associated with feelings of positive well-being and happiness, that cortex actually gets more blood flow, it gets thicker, it gets stronger, and as a consequence, our emotions tend to improve.
It's a miracle the way we're created, isn't it? I mean, you know, you think about that, it really is.
It really is. It's extraordinary.
Yeah. And you talk about visualization. You know, when I think of visualization, I think of how God created the world, that he had to have this vision. And here we are, we're made in his likeness. And, you know, the properties, you know, not that we're God, but the properties that he demonstrated an example for us also makes us such powerful agents if we would only tap into what's been given to us.
I think that's exactly right. You know, it's a really interesting one. I think often if we complicate things as human beings, you know, we get caught up in our own thinking so much. And sometimes if we could just step out of our own way, and just kind of allow that whatever, you know, whatever it is we call it or relate to it, that a higher sense of self, like to live through us, then I think, yeah, life starts to feel very different, starts to look very different as well. So being able to visualize and actually kind of live that way in life and creating, you know, being part of our own future and where we're moving towards, I think that's a really
exactly. Well, Andy, we got about 10 seconds left here. Where can people go for more information about the program?
Best place to begin is either iTunes Store or Google Play Store. Download the Headspace app for free, try it for free, and just see kind of how what sort of a difference it can make in your life.
And be encouraged. Andy Puticombe, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Bill.
Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of over 280 ways to connect with us through our many affiliates from coast to coast. Good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez Live. Rich Miniter is with us, national security terrorism expert and CEO of the American Media Institute. Rich is also a columnist for Forbes and New York Times bestselling author of Losing Bin Laden, Shadow War, and Leading from Behind. Rich, excuse me, I'm sitting here, I get all choked up over this topic. You know, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I know you're Ubering, you're in Cleveland right now, and you're Ubering to the RNC, so I appreciate you giving us some time.
Well, Bill, it's always a pleasure to be on your program.
Well, you know, I imagine last night was right in your wheelhouse, Make America Safe Again. What were your thoughts of last night's RNC presentation?
Yeah, it's a shame that the media has been so focused on the alleged plagiarism of Melania that they missed the bigger message. And I think there are, you know, I think what Trump is speaking to is a lot of ordinary people who say, my gosh, you know, we've seen Al-Qaeda and ISIS plans for blowing up public schools, for attacking malls, including the Mall of America, any crowded public place. And unless we get serious about counterterrorism measures and put aside the politically correct blinders, you know, the kinds of attacks that we've seen in Nice, we're going to see here.
Well, and
they like high body count, and they
can, exactly
inside their organization, who can kill the most.
Well, and the thing is, clearly, with these lone wolves and people just radicalizing in days, it seems, you know, with what's happened here domestically, it's not like somebody needs some long term indoctrination. It's almost. We've really kind of, you know, fertilized our culture here a bit with the kind of rhetoric that's been put out there, I would say, in the educational institutions, what's happened culturally, how people have disrespected this country. I mean, we really are kind of ripe for the pickings, aren't we?
We are in some ways. I would be careful of buying the president's analysis that these are lone wolves who self-radicalized. That's the way for the administration to put aside the blame, to fail to do their own real investigations. In fact, to carry out terrorist attacks, especially successful ones, there's usually a great deal of planning, rehearsal, and leadership, and of course, in most cases, also money. So these things appear disorganized and solitary because the police and the intelligence services have not dug up the connections. But Bill, one of the things that fascinates me and terrifies me at the same time is when we see a terrorist attack in the United States, you might see one arrest weeks later. Whereas you see terrorist attacks in Europe, you'll see dozens of arrests within a day or two. Look at in Nice, they've already, I think they're up to four accomplices who are arrested. And then there's another, I think, nine people of interest who are being investigated by the French. So they're much more thorough, and they're willing to look at connections and move rapidly. So now what you were saying about the radicalization in American universities, that's absolutely true. I wrote a book years ago called Mastermind, which is the biography of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who planned the 9/11 attacks. People forget this, but he attended two United States colleges, including North Carolina A&T, the historically black college. When I went there and went through the yearbooks and talked to his professors and so on, what you discover is there was a steady anti-American message that there's something wrong fundamentally.
Well, and we know that...
No one ever says we're 6% of the world's population. We're 40% of the world's economy. We must be doing something right.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you know, you bring up a point here that I want to revisit for just a moment, Rich, and take advantage of your expertise. You say in Europe they're so much more effective to get to the root of the problem. A lot more people are arrested as a result. They get into the network very quickly. And here, with all the technology that we have in America, you know, we seem to be very, very slow, and we're not very effective, you know, and so people are going to say, why?
Well, because it's not a technology problem, Bill. It's a human problem. It takes leadership, it takes management, it takes creativity, and it means taking the shackles off the police and intelligence services and letting them follow the investigation wherever it leads. Instead of sitting like we do in the United States, oh, I can't go in that building because it's a mosque. You know, the French, they'll put policemen into mosques. They'll go in and interview people. They'll look at the bookstore in the mosque and see what radical books are being sold and what audio tapes are on offer. And the FBI and most major police departments are barred from doing that, you know, not by law, but by internal policies. So it's willful blindness. You know, it's also important to remember, Bill, it's radicalization that occurs on American college campuses. There are three campuses in the United States with lots of Arab students in which we've never, or Muslim students, in which we've never seen a radical emerge. And that is West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy. And the reason is that, first of all, these are not bastions of political correctness. But second of all, they do not isolate people at the military academies by ethnic group. Whereas one of the most segregated places on earth is the American civilian campus. So when I interviewed people, for example, who went to school with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who planned the 9/11 attacks, their parents said they went to America as, you know, pro-democracy, pro-Western people. They came back from America with beards and radical Islam, and they blamed America for radicalizing their sons. And that's because we isolate people. We put all the Arabs together here, all the blacks together there. And it's only prisons are more segregated than American college campuses, and that's part of the problem, too.
Wow. That says an awful lot there, Rich. What is it going to take for America and policymakers to wake up to the reality that their policies are proven ineffective? In fact, they're more deleterious than beneficial.
Well, it would mean admitting that we were wrong for 40 years, that a lot of the educational theories we have are wrong. A lot of the political theories we have are wrong. And it's very hard for major American institutions to change, to respond to reform and to adapt, unless there's a crisis. And right now there is a crisis. It's called terrorism. But many of our leaders are refusing to grasp the significance of it. And this is, I was having a conversation with a one-star general just last night, in which the Army is, even now, and this is, you know, more than a decade after fighting in Fallujah and Iraq and other places, similar places, still not teaching urban warfare. You know, professors who are still teaching in college campuses, out of the 1960s playbook. Well,
wow.
Iraq, Afghanistan, terrorism, this is not a replay of the Vietnam War. It's something totally different.
Yeah, so without a doubt.
It's going to take a lot of leadership to get people to realize that we're stuck in outvoted ways of doing things. And
well,
the cost of not changing is going to be measured in American lives.
And what I've been concerned about, Rich, and I'm sure the One Star probably feels the same way, is that we've lost a lot of good officers in the last, I'd say even in the last 5 years. A lot of experience has exited stage left, and we're going to pay a price for that.
Right. And also the amount of energy devoted towards, you know, different political causes inside the military. For example, I mean, you probably know this, we have an Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Environment now, who makes sure that we have the proper catalytic converters on our tanks. Hmm. When you devote money and managerial time and energy to, well, you're worried about the environment, you're not worried about war fighting.
Yes.
You're either doing one thing or the other. And, of course, we have endless task forces inside the military about gender equality and so on. I'm not saying these things are wrong or there's something wrong with them, but I am saying what you devote your time to when it's not war fighting necessarily is going to weaken the ability of the military to carry out its mission.
Well,
and we're going to have to return to some basic language. We've got to start to use the word enemy again. When was the last time you heard a person in uniform use the word enemy?
Yes. No, and there's no question. All this has set the stage. That's why I'm saying, you know, when we first opened up the segment here, we were talking about our vulnerability by the words we used, by the conditioning, and, you know, I say the fertilization of the minds and the culture, you know, through this political correct speak that we've inundated ourselves with. But if we don't wake up, Rich, what is it going to take, another 9/11? I mean, it's a matter of time. We're already being attacked, and we want to somehow give it place and some type of justification, really?
Well, the most shocking thing about 9/11 is that the antibodies of the status quo were able to fight off change.
Mm-hmm.
We hear nearly 3,000 Americans died in one of the most spectacular atrocities in American history, and even that was not enough for our major American institutions to change. The status quo was able to win and return as if it never happened.
Exactly.
So I don't know if another 9/11 will make a difference. Certainly the first one didn't.
Well, it's clearly the roots of discontent in terms of the American dream and what we stand for is out there, and it runs deep, and it has invaded, you know, the policy strongholds of our country. Because clearly, I mean, that's the fruit, and that's what we're reaping is what we have sown. And for a long time, we have sown this idea that America exceptionalism is unexceptional and unacceptable. And, you know, all our hard work and all our good deeds are, you know, set to the side. They matter no more.
I think we need to remind people what is great about this country. And I'm not saying that from a political point of view. I don't like to get into day-to-day politics.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget how utterly extraordinary the United States is. I'll tell you one quick story. I was at a checkpoint in the Green Zone in Baghdad about 10 years ago. I was with a guy named Masala Alusi. He was a member of the Iraqi parliament.
Okay.
He stopped at a military checkpoint, and he had $10,000 cash and an AK-47 on him. They took the money from him, and they made him count it on the hood of his own car.
Mm.
And he says, "This is so humiliating. The Americans not just taking my money, but they're counting, making me count it." He gets to the other side of the checkpoint. That 18-year-old soldier gives him his $10,000 back and counts it in front of him to show that not a dollar is missing. That's the amazing thing about America.
Exactly.
Honesty and integrity.
Well, Rich, thank you so much for being with us. Rich Miniter, national security terrorism expert on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You could be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a